The Thought of Us seems wholly make-believe, by Fens and Marshes. Summary. Overreacting is all I do, Jung Chung explodes. Stop fucking bunnying my character. Or, a cracky, fluffy D&D AU, which is a very loose interpretation of the prompt bunny. Okay, I've got the highest charisma score, Wei Ying explains, leaning forwards over the table in a vaguely conspiratorial manner. So I'll do the talking. And Jung Chung, just make sure you stay hidden, okay? In fact, just stay out in the hallway so that no one sees you. Your charisma is so low, and I don't want to risk... What the fuck? Jung Chung snaps. I'm not going to hide. This is a major event. I need the milestone too. No, Wei Ying says with finality. You're staying outside. Okay, so Lanjian, here's the plan.
Hold up,
Jung Chung interjects. Lanjian, seated by Wei Ying's left hand, hits him with a glare so icy Jung Chung is sure he can feel his eyes glazing over with ice crystals. But he perseveres admirably and bravely in the face of such a horrible adversary.
This is bullshit. Wanyin wouldn't let you do that. Wei Ying, you keep bunnying my fucking character, and I've had enough of it.
I'm sure Wang Ji will force him to if he's not careful, Wei Ying points out serenely, picking up one of his D12s and rolling it between his fingers. What a dick. He'd do that, right, Lanjian? For me? For Wuxian? Lanjian, one of the enemy now, Jung Chung reminds himself with trepidation, given his strange and disastrous infatuation with Wei Ying, says nothing, but directs the barest nod in Wei Ying's direction. Sometimes, Jung Chung thinks that Lanjian exists purely to humour Wei Ying. It's a very irresponsible role to play, and one he resents. Wei Ying most certainly does not need anyone to enable him, given he's perfectly capable of enabling himself, with disastrous results.
You shut up,
Jung Chung grumbles, even though Lanjian hasn't said anything, stabbing a finger in the direction of Lanjian's notepad, filled with neat, cramped notes on the campaign, because he fucking takes them like a nerd.
You're just a robot pre-programmed to go along with anything Wei Ying says, aren't you? That's right, I found you out. I can't believe you. I can't believe anyone here. Come on, Huaisang, surely this isn't allowed.
What isn't allowed?
Nie Huaisang queries gently, looking up from behind their DM screen with a glimmer in their eyes, because apparently everyone takes Wei Ying's side now, like the fucking traitors they are.
Sorry. What exactly are you objecting to?
Wei Ying,
Jung Chung thunders, most certainly not turning purple, despite what anyone might think.
Keeps assuming I'll just go along with whatever...
You always do, Wei Ying sniffs, and your plans are shit. Remember that time we let you take the lead? You just don't like that you're bad at the game.
I don't like the game at all.
Jung Chung pouts. You know... like a liar, turning away.
I'm only playing it because you fucking begged me for a third party member, remember? And ever since you two became... whatever this is...
Future husbands? Wei Ying chimes innocently.
Lovers?
Lanjian adds softly, because apparently he can be a little shit whenever Wei Ying asks it of him.
Fuck off!
Jung Chung groans.
And now Wang Ji took Wanyin's spot in the fucking marching order.
We don't have a set marching order, Wei Ying huffs. That's ridiculous.
You do, actually.
Nie Huaisang adds, and then ducks back behind their screen. But it's too late. Zheng Cheng can fucking see the way their eyes narrow as they tuck their grin behind a strategically placed player's handbook. Drama-loving bastard. Fueling fires that do not fucking need it, thank you very much.
Wei Ying, when was the last time Wu Xian didn't go in first?
Oh, come on. We all know that's bullshit. Wei Ying laughs. No. No, we do fucking not. Okay, Wei Ying admits, when Lan Jian cuts him a vaguely amused look. And how cursed and awful is it that Zheng Cheng can tell that now, rather than generic blank stare number 288. He fucking hates inadvertently making connections with other human beings. Maybe we do... Maybe I walk at the front of the line a lot. Fine. But Zheng Cheng, I seriously think you're overreacting.
Overreacting is all I do, Zheng Cheng explodes. Stop fucking bunnying my character.
And like, he's right. He is, actually, really and truly in the right here, for once, which makes it an odd experience when Nie Huaisang lays down the law of the long-suffering DM, and even the commiserating silences Lan Jian makes with his arm around Wei Ying are less sympathetic to his boyfriend than they possibly could be. Of course, with that said, Wan Yin's presence is single-handedly responsible for the way their party bombs the group charisma check. But it's the principle of the matter. The end. Reader's note, so this was a podfic for Voice Team Mystery Box 2024, and this was for the prompt Crisscross, which was to create a podfic where the tone of the music or effects is as mismatched as possible to the tone of the story. So I tried to choose the most dramatic, serious, intense classical music I could find to a very unserious, funny comedy fic. Though, in a way, you know, I tried to make it mismatched, but parts of it where I go, this is almost like a perfect, where it's like, you know how you're like fake serious when, oh yeah, this is very dramatic, but it's funny, so it kind of fits, but, you know, really it is extremely intense classical music to them arguing about a D&D game. So, yeah. And also on the fic, I love this fic. I haven't done like a short, cute, like crack fic before. I just love it. I love Zheng Cheng in this. I feel like he would be literally insufferable playing D&D. I feel like he would argue about every single move, and it would take... there's the D&D games where it takes like 10 hours to move like 3 meters because he keeps asking questions. Or at least every time Wei Ying wants to do something, he's like, wait. Really? Or like trying to prove how he's wrong. But yeah, so this was me trying to do Crisscross. Though I think I will do, well, this is on the music section, but I will definitely do a non-music one. So, sorry, if you are listening to the no music podfic, sorry. If you want to, you can go listen to the other one, but it is music the whole way through. Thank you so much to Fens and Marshes for giving Blanket permission to make podfics of their works. This was such a funny and cute fic to record. I'm so glad I did. And please go back to their original fic and give them kudos/comments if you enjoyed. And yeah, I hope you all have a great rest of your day, and thank you for listening.